1366 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? At 6:30 and 45 seconds to go right along with a Thursday evening on the fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Sasumu Iraqi. They on the other side of the glass, I got it right. Maybe the only name in the next hour and a half I get right. And of course, it is with those two on the other side and you with the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you right up until the Chicago Bears upset America's team at 8. Right here on your fan, New York City.
There's a small group who can do the math. There's an even smaller group who can explain it. But those few who can do both, they become billionaires.
We're not playing October baseball, and that's what it's about. And that's what I think we all want to get to.
Well, Steve Cohen's $12 billion hedge fund, SAC Capital, was at one time said to trade as much as 3% of all the stock that moved on the New York Stock Exchange.
You don't get to where I am without tolerating a lot of risk.
I know the fans have really come out for us, and we're really great at the end of the season, 10 games over, which is very nice. But again, we're not playing October baseball, and that's what it's about.
The elusive billionaire has only given 2 published interviews ever.
Well, I mean, you know, I like sports, so I played soccer, you know, I played basketball on the high school team, and that's what you did, you know, basically, and the only season I really didn't play was baseball.
Express to Brody and we'll express to everybody else is not meaningful games in September, but meaningful games in October.
He clearly wants to restructure where he can be free from, as he puts it, being chained to the desk.
You see things differently. That's an edge.
Getting involved and looking at the markets and looking at the ticker tape started when I was 12, 13 years old.
I know a lot of people were worried about Brody, on which side he would be on and how that would all work out, but we got it done and just couldn't be happier for everybody from the fans on down.
You sacrificed every penny you had and almost broke your father and your best friend.
You know, that's the nature of the world. The world keeps changing, and if you want to stay in this business, you got to keep changing. You got to keep adapting. You got to keep up on what's going on, or else you're going to be out of business.
He's a winner, and you know, some of the people I spoke to about him were very effusive about what a great person and what kind of work ethic. What he likes best is to win.
You know, I just want to have fun, meet interesting people, and you know, look back and go, wow, that was awesome.
It's a rich man's world.
So, who needs to watch Billions when you can listen to it here? We are hoping that in the future, the only U.S. attorney Steve Cohen comes across is Chuck Rhodes. And that, as some of you may know, that is the character played by Paul Giamatti on the TV show Billions, inspired by Steve Cohen, who has plenty of billions. We were reminded today that the Wilpons are still running the team. With some of the moves made today, the Metropolitans have a new center fielder, but it's not Starling Marte from the Pirates or even Kevin Pillar from the Giants. No. He's no longer a player to be named later, since we can name him, identify him right now. And if DeGrom is out there, if he is starting on a given day or night, if Noah Syndergaard is starting on a given day or night, he will be this new center fielder. He'll be batting number 8, or maybe even batting number 9. Jake Marisnik from the Houston Astros for 2 prospects, and you know they will probably turn out to be all-stars on their way to Cooperstown. Apparently, he had some trouble figuring out what was coming in Houston, standing in the batter's box, since since he couldn't remember that one bang on the garbage can was a fastball, that two bangs on the garbage can was a slider, and three bangs on that garbage can was a curve, since he hit only 233 with 10 homers and 34 RBIs in 73 starts. Apparently, Carlos Beltran feels that he can work with Mariznick to, how you say, improve his hitting mechanics, if not his hearing, when he's in the batter's box. If Jake Mariznick doesn't excite you, how about the Metropolitans making some other moves today? They signed Jarrett Parker and Max Maroff today. Brody and the Wilpons on a binge, look out. These two, Parker and Maroff, these two, along with Chase and Shreve, have all signed minor league deals and have been invited to grab a glove for the meet and greet in spring training. The Yankees, they're off to see Cole. The Braves get Will Smith. They get Hamels. No, we have Jake Mariznick. The Wilpons, they look for the diamond in the rough. Steve Cohen, he can look and find and get the jewel in the crown. So the five-year countdown has begun. You can dream of Steve Cohen being a major player going after and signing a major player. The Wilpons, no doubt they will want you to sign a lease on their brand new high-rise apartment building about to tower over Citi Field and their new strip mall. And maybe, good guess here, maybe that is what the future holds for them. Back to the future. Better days and better summer nights is what Steve Cohen could provide. Pretenders turning into contenders, turning into serious October baseball players. As we touched on yesterday, the Daniel Jones rehab for the high ankle sprain, wink, wink, could be, this is what the rehab, I think the prescription here for the high ankle sprain, it could be 4 weeks of walking boot with 4 weeks of clipboard and headsets. Daniel, he says he could play right now. Well, Daniel, I hope you're listening. You have to understand something. You have to understand that some games are not played on the field, especially when jobs are on the line. Seats need to be filled with Giants fans, and nobody wants to see Eli's final days as a Giant standing outside the lines. Imagine for a moment Eli alone with his own thoughts. Now, my friend Stu from the Jersey Shore did imagine Eli alone with his own thoughts. So, for just a moment, imagine Eli thinking, I'm back in the saddle again. Too bad our team can't defend. With no offensive line, at least the ball is mine. I'm back in the saddle again. With all receivers out on the mend, I'm finally off the pine, and at least that football is mine. This we know about Philadelphia. What a great secondary. Secondary to none. The Eagles are an absolute mess. And if Ryan Fitzpatrick can devour that Eagles secondary, okay, he may be a little bit rusty. He's been looking rusty really for like, what, the last 2 years and maybe two games from this season so long ago. But, you know, if it's tragic at 37, 38 with the beard already, everything. If he can devour the Eagles secondary, it says right here, so can Eli Manning. At least this you would like to see. As mentioned yesterday, Eli has to be very excited going out wearing a helmet that not even Myles Garrett could rip off. We will take your calls right up until 8 o'clock, and then, of course, after Chicago takes care of America's team, we'll be back after the game to take your calls until 1. In the meantime, from now until 8, he would say in English maybe, what? 1-877-337-6666. Number to call on your fan, New York City.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again.